This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, November 21st. God's word for you today is Watch Night. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Kings 3, verse 20, and it says, "And she arose at midnight and took my son from beside me, while your handmaid slept, and laid it in her bosom, and laid her dead child in my bosom." At midnight prayer is a place where the willingness to do what is required, irrespective of how you feel, where the power can come from God in response to your prayer, and where you can push things in the invisible spiritual to bring it to pass in the physical, visible, physical. Why midnight prayer? The first reason is spiritual transactions happen at midnight. The second reason is there is heightened spiritual activity at midnight. What a lot of people do not understand is there are visitations that happen, like it is happening in this season, that no one should sleep through. Like Jacob, there are things you need to roll out your sleeves and wrestle. Jesus says in John 9 verse 4, "I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work." In other words, people will be willing to work, but they will not be allowed to work. People's destinies can actually be accelerated because of heightened spiritual activity. Jacob's destiny was accelerated, but guess what? People's destinies can also be altered and aborted because of heightened spiritual activity. Simply put, the destinies of men can be accelerated and interrupted at midnight. Your destiny will not be interrupted in the name of Jesus. Your destiny will be accelerated in the mighty name of Jesus. If you are not deliberately shaping, then you are at the mercy of the activities that are going on. And it is at midnight, during the heightened spiritual activity, that Satan takes advantage of people. It is at midnight that Satan gives people all sorts of things to eat in their dreams. It is at midnight that Satan tries to rape people in their sleep. We had to pray with someone who used to have such experiences. She says that when it is done, she can feel everything she feels when she's with her husband. This lady had been married for a year and a half, but her husband would not touch her because of the experience of that demonic spirit. She came to the office, and while we were engaging, the spirit manifested. But to the glory of God, she was delivered. If anyone is reading this today that has similar experiences, by the time this season is over, if they come near you, all of them will die because you would have effectively sorted it out. For some people, things have been stolen from them at midnight. There are spiritual gifts that have been stolen from some people. God did not take it back. The enemy practically stole it or rendered it useless. How? Midnight attacks. You have to be active. And this season affords us the opportunity to get that aspect of your life going. Why midnight? The third reason is increased vulnerability to spiritual attacks. Similar, but very different. Like the example in today's anchor scripture. Jesus said in Matthew 13 verse 25, "But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way." You must arise and secure your space. Let us pray. Father, according to your word, I and my household will sleep and wake up in safety because you watch over us. Nothing missing, nothing broken, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.